Step number three is match appropriate leadership style to what you've seen and diagnosed from step two. And what I'm going to be talking about is what's described as situational leadership. You might remember me saying that there's no one leadership style that can be applied to every situation and to every team. So in looking at those four stages of forming, storming, norming and performing, and having diagnosed the individuals within the team, we then have to think about what style we're going to match to those four phases of forming, storming, norming and performing. When we look at leadership style, when a team first comes together in the forming phase, then that team needs very much a high degree of direction and needs to be told specifically what needs to happen. It's more of a specific dictation so they can be clear what is needed of them. As the team goes into storming, the team needs a high degree of support, so more of a coaching style and a facilitation style to enable those teams to receive all the information that they need to know where they fit and how they need to work together as a team. So lots of facilitation in the storming phase. We need to get out of that stage as quickly as possible and get on to norming. Here, a low degree of direction. At this stage, the team should know what is expected of them. And again, more of a coaching and supporting role to enable individuals within the team that have increased their ability, increased their competency level, should enable them to move into the final stage of performing where the team are self-managed. Wouldn't that be great if every team was self-managed, delivered brilliant results? And here, a low degree of direction and also low support. You can really stand back and share the role of leader across the team.